people are serious. I'm like...
Hello, Internet, and welcome to the Dirty Thursdays podcast number 24. I'm your host, Ian Tordella, and we're coming to you direct from Dirty Boulevard Recording Company in San Diego, California, here on El Cajon Boulevard. Each week, we feature local jazz artists, singer-songwriters, bluegrass, and acoustic groups. This past week, or about a week and a half ago, we hit 6,000 page views on the podcast, so I'd like to give a big thank you to all our listeners and tell your friends to sign up for the RSS feed at dirtythursdays.com. If you're out there listening to the podcast and you're over in Europe or Asia or Australia or even in the United States, we'd love it if you came by Dirty Thursdays and left us a comment on the blog. This week, we're in studio with a wonderful singer-songwriter. Her name's Noelle Peterson.
Do you think I'm pretty? How about smart? Need to hear the words locked in your heart. And a few drinks make the words flow like wine. Tell me if my truth crosses the line. And hey, the baby, won't you take my hand? Had too much wine and can hardly stand. Things on my mind, troubling me. Funny how wine makes the truth so easy. See her making eyes at you. My heart's in my throat, no idea what to do. Look in my eyes, tell you what you'll see. Little green eye monster I call jealousy. And hey, the baby, won't you take my hand? Had too much wine and can hardly stand. Things on my mind are troubling me. Funny how wine makes the truth so easy. And he said, she said, those silly little things don't seem important, but they matter to me. Worry about our future and wonder about your past. So tell me, babes, do you think we'll last? The baby, won't you take my hand? Had too much wine and can hardly stand. Things on my mind are troubling me. Funny how wine makes the truth so damn easy. But I makes the truth seem so easy. Relationships begin so bright, like the warm glow of a candlelight. That's how it began for him and for me. Lots of sweet light and all the pleasantries. So that was our night of candlelight. With vulnerability, lit up our eyes. Looked at him wondering how this could be. So I sat, held my breath, and he looked right back at me. Now I don't ask for much. Time with him, his gentle touch. When will he figure that out? I always said never be that girl who sits by and waits for the phone all alone. So whatever happened to our night of candlelight, with vulnerability lit up our eyes, looked at him wondering how this could be. So I sat, held my breath, the first candle burned away. His friends would call, our plans disappeared, night after night, for boys, boys' night out. He's out with the guys, his favorite Morgan Coke, his goodnight kisses as stale as his cigarette smoke. So whatever happened to our night of candlelight? Vulnerability lit up our eyes, looked at him wondering how this could be. So I sat, held my breath, and more candles die away. Relationships begin so bright, the warm glow of a candle, candlelight. Flickered out, and I'm here holding the last one. So whatever happened to our night of candlelight? Vulnerability lit up our eyes, but I want more light in my life, oh. Want more light in my life. I want more light in my life. So I stand, take a breath, think I'll blow this one out myself. Time to move on. One more light.
And again, we're in studio with Noelle Peterson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Could you introduce those first two tunes you played?
Yes. The first one was Wine of Truth, and the second one is Night of Candlelight.
Nice. Well, we were talking before the show, but what inspires you to write besides delinquent men?
Well, that is one thing. The first two songs, actually, yes, they both were about that. I'm noticing that a lot of my songs were kind of codependent, and I'm trying to go away from that now, I guess. But as far as being inspired, I guess, to be perfectly honest, pain really inspires me, whether that's an end of a relationship or if it's death or loss. But I think it's my coping strategy. I don't really think I do get over things unless I can do it this way. I've never been able to otherwise.
Right, through playing, yeah. Well, you said recently you're doing some new songs. Were those two new ones, or have those been around for a bit?
Those were two old ones that never have been recorded, but they haven't been played out either in probably 3 years. So they're oldies, but brought out new again. I'm dusting them off.
Great. Cool.
Two new ones later.
And I heard a rumor that when you're not really busy doing the podcast circuit around San Diego that you're a music therapist.
That
your
is
alter
right.
ego is a music therapist.
It's true. I wear a cape and everything. That's not true. I am a music therapist. I work for two companies called Music Works of California, which is a contractual music therapy company, and Resounding Joy. That's my main part of my job, is a nonprofit here in San Diego.
Nice. Well, maybe for some of our listeners who are overseas or who live in the boondocks, or maybe they're in San Diego, but maybe you can tell us a little bit about what you do as a music therapist.
Sure. Music therapy is an allied healthcare profession, and I work with a variety of populations, from older adults with dementia or Alzheimer's all the way down to premature infants, and babies. My main part of my job is working with teen moms and their babies and teaching them how to bond together through music. And the other part would be working in the hospital and that kind of thing. I serve as a supervisor for music therapy interns. And so I guess I'm kind of all over the place. And I want to make the distinction that music therapy is not something you do to someone. It's something you do with someone. It's very interactive. They're very much a part of the music making process. And if they're not, they're a part of some process, whether that's relaxation or analyzing the lyrics or... So it's not performance. It's very much right. A clinical application of music.
It's an interactive thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, usually when I say, my wife is also a music therapist, you know, but when I say, oh, you know, she does music therapy, most of the musicians say, oh man, I need some music therapy. Give me some music therapy.
They do that or they say, oh yeah, I do that. And I'm like, well... you probably use music as therapy, and I do. I mean, when I'm off the clock, I definitely use music as therapy, but it is a 4-year degree. I have my bachelor's. You can get it in for master's and PhD. I just have my bachelor's, and it's a 4-year degree with music classes, psychology, all a plethora. I would say go to musictherapy.org if you want to know more about that, but then you do an internship, which is what brings me to San Diego. I'm actually from North Dakota. And so this is my 4th year here.
Cool. So who are some of the other singers, songwriters, and people you know in town or people that inspire you who you've checked out? I mean, I know Summer, who was on the show 2 weeks ago, is another music therapist, but there's so much talent around here.
Right. I live in North Park. I live pretty close. There's so many. I think because I'm not playing out, I still really want to hear live music. So I go to live shows a lot, actually. So some of my favorites that I'm inspired by, I really love the music of Steph Johnson, Gregory Page, Veronica May. I love to go and watch my fellow music therapists to be supportive. But quite frankly, there's a lot of emotion that we're taking away from our jobs and it's spilling out into their music and you can really hear it. And I also can really empathize with, wow, you really needed to sing that right now because you probably had a really hard day,
yeah.
It sounds like. So Kenny Ng, I hit up Lestat's quite frequently to catch a show.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening to the show on iTunes right now and you want to see some photos, you can see a couple photos by our photo editor, Darcy Fontenot, and those are at dirtythursdays.com. So, and I think you're going to do 2 more songs. Do you want to introduce the last two?
Sure. The Infatuation Trapeze is kind of the craziness of the circus or like how you feel when you're infatuated, you're walking the high wire kind of idea. The last song is Just Me, and it's kind of the idea of becoming independent and self-love and that whole jive, so.
Wow, that sounds like crazy hippie stuff.
Yeah, totally. Total hippie stuff. It's funny.
Life is like a circus, full of mystery, confusion tween truth and lies, reality and dreams. Net will catch my fall, but what if it's not there at all? 'Cause I'm on top of the world, my heart is on the wire. I fly high with greatest of ease into this trap, infatuation trapeze. Soft-spoken gentleman with those kind eyes, cast me off balance, he caught me by surprise. I tiptoe through it all, pretending I will not fall. 'Cause I'm on top of the world, my heart is on the wire. Greatest of ease. this trap, infatuation trapeze. See the way he looked at me, so genuine, so sweet. His voice like a shy melody I've heard in my dreams. High stakes, high lines, can't let me drop. It feels great just floating on top, 'cause I'm on top of the world. My heart is on the wire. I fly high with greatest of ease into this trap, infatuation trapeze. Stop, no one knows. To and fro, to and fro. Where it stops, no one knows. I can't hold on, I must let go. After time, I've rushed in way too fast. Breeze right past that whole just friends first thing. My mind knows I need more time to let this poor heart mend. I gotta slow it down till I find that I'm okay with just me. While this pressure to find a someone always searching for a soulmate, a better half, why must I keep on searching when I'm just trying to find myself? No, I'm not lost, just finding my way to just me. Some people find be a little shocking when I'm at a restaurant alone. Yes, alone, it's just me. The waiter bustles about nervously, can't figure me out, and I just say there's no one else. No, no, it's just me. Self-love baffled me to no end what that meant. But now when I'm alone with my thoughts, I enjoy the company. And after all, I find that I'm more than okay. Just
And once again, we've been chatting with Noelle Peterson. Thanks a lot for coming in, Noelle.
Thanks for having me.
We really love your writing and your voice, and we would love it if you keep bringing new stuff our way. So
that'd be great. I post things on my Facebook page, either on my Facebook or to my YouTube. So just search my name, Noelle Peterson, NoellePederson, and the number 1983. And then you'll find all my songs on there.
Great. So Noelle Peterson, 1983 on YouTube. Well, again, thanks for stopping in. And everybody, please subscribe to our RSS feed. You can find that over at Dirty Thursdays and get all the new episodes. Or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search Dirty Thursdays in the iTunes store. Once again, I'm your host, Ian Tordella. And until next week, that's all from Dirty Thursdays here at Dirty Boulevard Recording Company. Our photo editor is Darcy Fontenot. Our London correspondent is Stephen Bender. Our Middle East advisor is Peter August. Our SEO consultant is Lindsay Saul. Our number one fan is Margaret Ann Frick. Congrats, Stephen and Lindsay, on your wedding. And our intern and production assistant, as always, is Mo the Cat. For all your studio needs, remember, nothing says value like El Cajon Boulevard.